Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to be talking about a subject here I bet we've never talked about before, and that is the subject of grandparents raising grandkids. And I think we've all come across that situation increasingly.
Right. And, you know, oftentimes they feel like they're alone. But right now we're at about 8% of children in the United States are being raised by a grandparent rather than a parent.
8%.
And that's a pretty significant number.
It is. If you told me it was larger, I would not have.
And that's what I was going to say. It probably is larger. That's what we know about.
Right. Okay. Well, so anyway, you and the Commerce ISD Family Services Program, which is directed by Allison Walker, you have started a program for grandparents raising grandkids.
Yes, we are partnering together to offer this not only to the Commerce community, but we're opening it up to surrounding areas. It's open to grandparents. We're meeting the first Wednesday of every month at 1 o'clock at the new Family and Community Enrichment Facility behind the Commerce Middle School.
So the next meeting is tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
At what time?
At 1 p.m. And we will get out in time for schools to release so that if you have to go pick up your grandchildren, you'll have time to get there. It's open to all grandparents if you're raising your grandchildren. And we'll touch on all kinds of different subjects. We'll reach in food and nutrition. We'll talk about life planning, financial budget. Anything that the group needs, we will try to address in some way.
And to reemphasize something you've already said, this is not just for people in commerce.
Correct.
What... This is a complicated question and difficult to answer, but what's behind this situation, this phenomenon of grandparents raising grandkids?
Well, you know, oftentimes family run into bumps, and your grandchild gets placed either in protective custody or in some sort of, they have to go to live with someone else. Grandparents are usually there to pick up, mm-hmm. and it's happening. We have a pretty significant population in this area that is raising grandchildren, and it's a different situation than when you're a parent raising, because you're a generation removed, and there are a lot of emotional issues tied to it. There's a wide range of emotions that are associated with this. And it's difficult being a parent anyways, but a grandparent raising a grandchild adds one more layer of difficulty. And so anything we can do to help these people help rear these children and either have a better connection with them, understand what's going on, you know, technological issues that they're facing. It's just a different situation than when it's parents versus grandparents. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to reach out so that we can help improve their quality of raising the children and help them in any way that we can.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, and Sarah's Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent, and this new program, Grandparents Raising Grandchildren, is meeting on the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m., so the next opportunity is Wednesday, November 1st. This family services building, first of all, Commerce Middle School is on Culver Street, which is on the east side of Commerce, and then this building is back behind, so if you were looking directly from the front of the middle school, you might not see it.
Correct. You wouldn't see it. And it used to be, when I was in school, it was the Ag Barn and the cheerleading building.
Okay.
And I think it's been several things over the years. It was administrative services at one time. And they, you know, it's a really nice facility. And I'm really excited for Commerce ISD to have this in place and to be able to use this. And not only is family services going to office out of there or have a facility out of there, but also the health services.
Mm-hmm. And you said there's a similar program in Quinlan.
Quinlan has a really excellent family services program. I went down and visited with them and did some programs with them when I first started working. And I was blown away by the facilities that they have for their community and students and families.
Yeah, it's not a grandparents raising grandkids program, but a community, a parents program
out of their family services area.
Right. So I was looking at the list of some of the things you're addressing. I think you've touched on some of them. One of them is constructive discipline, which...
Yes, and you know what? It's difficult to understand what a grandparent's... the difference between being a parent and a grandparent. And you have a lot of behavioral issues, emotional issues that you're trying to deal with. And so if we can touch on those and help these parents relate, or these grandparents relate somehow, then that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, I think that generational thing is not a small matter. Of course, a grandparent can be 40 years old, you know, but...
Right. And you know, the relationship is different. The child knows that this is not the parent. And so there are some struggles that you have when a grandparent's raising a grandchild.
Children are concerned about the long-term health and well-being of the grandparent.
Correct. And so you get into a different emotional side when you're working with the larger age group. Children know that the grandparents are not going to survive forever. Mm. And so they do have those types of concerns. That's some of the things that we want to address and help these grandparents create something that can help ease those concerns for that child. Food, nutrition, exercise, how to handle stress mentally, physically, and so all these kind of things tie in together. That's what we hope to address.
It all fits in, right.
All right, good. So the next meeting is tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday at 1 p.m.
They're at the Family Services Center located adjacent to Commerce Middle School. Sarah Latham, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.